The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with a little art of living, and this I kind of like. It's the hoppy hour. So many brews to choose from, including beer without the buzz. Every fall, the mayor of Munich taps the first keg of Oktoberfest from the city's oldest beer tent, the Schattenhammelfestal. Surrounded by a cheering crowd and a brass band, the mayor proudly proclaims, "Ozaptist!" It has been tapped. Germany's most famous Oktoberfest draws millions of beer drinkers every fall. No surprise, given that beer is the world's most consumed beverage after water and tea. It's also one of the oldest. Having been first brewed in ancient Mesopotamia, most of which is now Iraq, around 12,000 years ago, from barley and yeast. Beer back then was not the same refreshing end of the workday as it is today. Instead, it was thick and porridge-like, flavored with date syrup instead of hops. It wasn't until the Middle Ages that Catholic monks added hops to beer, which they sold to generate income, perhaps making them the earliest craft brewers. Modern beers come in more than 100 styles, but these varieties are really only substitutes of two basic categories, lagers and ales. Mass-produced lagers make up 80% of the American market. These are brewed using a longer, cooler fermentation process, producing a crisp taste. Ales, like the hoppy India Pale Ales, IPAs, but also dark, rich stouts, like Ireland's famous Guinness, need a warmer, shorter brew to give them their fruity, floral, or malty aromas and flavors. Last year, sales of domestic beer amounted to about 142 million barrels, and imports added another 40 million. Altogether, that's nearly 47 trillion 12-ounce beers. Some 14.6 million cups of suds are sold every year at Major League Baseball stadiums alone, more than enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. If you prefer your brew without the buzz, you can find more non-alcoholic offerings than ever. Big brands, including Budweiser, Coors, Corona, and Heineken, now make what are called near beers with little to no alcohol content, as do a growing number of smaller craft brewers. The number of near beer drinkers is growing too, up more than 800% in the United States between 2020 and 2023. And thanks to crafty craft brewers, there's a beer for just about every palate. Some of the most irresistibly clever names. How about Overachievers, an IPA from the Wooden Robot Brewery in Charlotte, North Carolina? Or Dawn Patrol, a tart ale made with the Atlantic Ocean sea salt at the Last Wave Brewing Company in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey? Or Work From Home, a breakfast imperial porter flavored with Vermont maple syrup at Cerebral Brewing in Denver, Colorado. Brewmasters at Colorado's Black Bottle Brewery even made a milk stout infused with Count Chocula breakfast cereal. All right, that's a little over the top. Some folks are so into craft brewing that they do it yourself. According to American Homebrewers Association, more than 1.1 million active homebrewers, or Zymurgists, that's Z-Y-M-U-R-G-I-S-T, practice or study the brewing process. They found an unlikely hero in President Jimmy Carter. Though Carter himself disliked alcohol and even banned it from the White House during his tenure, he did sign an act legalizing home brewing in 1978. It had remained illegal since Prohibition. Perhaps you're among the hoppy, happy folks planning to celebrate Oktoberfest this fall. Look for special seasonal varieties such as German Märzen, Festbier, or Pumpkin Spice if that's your thing. Cheers. Well, that was refreshing. Now let's move on to 13 things. Fascinating fungi. When you think of mushrooms, the white button, chromedia, and portobello probably come to mind. They account for about 90% of mushrooms eaten in the U.S., but there are more than 10,000 known types, and many mycologists, mushroom experts, say this is only a fraction of what's out there. Number two, but not everyone is an enthusiast. In 2019, mushrooms made a list of America's least favorite vegetables, with 18% of the respondents saying they didn't like them. Many haters cite texture as the turnoff, but mushrooms may also trigger disgust for their association with mold. In the 2015 Washington Post exploration of the science of disgust, listed mushrooms among those foods that could trigger not entirely rational response. Number three, you don't have to eat mushrooms to reap their benefits. Reishi and Tremella varieties are found in everything from adaptogen supplements, which are supposed to help your body adjust to stress, to skincare products. For centuries, lion's mane, cordyceps, and reishi have been in anti-inflammatory and immune-boosting remedies. Number 4. Kennett Square, Pennsylvania is known as the mushroom capital of the world. The small town near Philadelphia produces around 65% of this country's crop. Today's mushroom industry contributes about $1.2 billion and 9,300 jobs to the state economy. Number 5. Underground mushrooms branch into networks of root-like mycelium, which help break down waste, adding vital nutrients back into the soil. This network also shares information, such as warning trees about insect infestation, communicating via electrical pulses in intricate patterns. Some mycologists refer to this as a natural internet or the wood wide web. Does mycelium sound familiar? If so, you may have been the millions who tuned in to watch The Last of Us, HBO's hit series about an infectious species of cordyceps that causes mycelium to take over human brains and turn people into zombie-like mushroom monsters. The premise was based on the real-life parasitic zombie ant fungus, which affects mostly ants and spiders. Our higher body temperature means we are not susceptible. Whew, that's a relief. 7. The largest mushroom on Earth is a single Amelia austereae, commonly called shoestring fungus, that occupies more than 2,300 acres of Oregon's Malheur Natural Forest. This humongous fungus is estimated to be up to 8,650 years old. Number 8. Among the most expensive mushrooms is the Tibetan Yashu Kundapu, or caterpillar fungus, selling for up to $50,000 a pound. Its purported aphrodisiac properties have earned it the nickname the Viagra of the Himalayas. Truffles, too, as gastronomes know, are quite pricey. A single truffle can cost up to $3,800. The New York-based company Urbani Truffle USA hires more than 18,000 truffle hunters worldwide to keep up with the demand. Number 9. Foraging for your own might not be the way to go. Many poisonous mushrooms, sometimes called toadstools, can look like familiar varieties, and some wild mushrooms are dangerous to eat raw. Mushroom-related deaths are rare, only around 3 per year in the U.S., but you could easily end up with an upset stomach. The best way to forage is to go with a pro. Number 10. Advocates of psychedelic magic mushrooms tout them as promising treatment for depression, addiction, and other mental health disorders. In 2021, the U.S. government awarded a $4 million grant for a study to determine whether the psychoactive ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin, can help people quit smoking. Number 11. Meanwhile, microdosing, taking small doses of psilocybin, has become a popular productivity boosting hack in California's Silicon Valley and beyond. The scientific community is divided about how effective microdosing is for enhancing mood, creativity, and focus. But the practice was given unofficial royal assent in Prince Harry's recent memoir, Spare. During an interview later, he described psychedelic mushrooms as a fundamental part of his mental health practice. Number 12. Come to think of it, that might not be a good thing for him. 12. Mushrooms might even be able to save our planet. They can sequester large amounts of carbon dioxide out in the atmosphere, and they produce enzymes that can dash pretty much anything, including toxins in landfills and oil spills. And according to climate scientists in Germany, if we replace just 20% of the meat we consume with alternatives such as mushrooms, by 2050 we could cut the rate of deforestation by more than half. Number 13. Get your telescopes ready. Mushrooms may find their way to outer space as soon as 2025 in the form of microtexture, using mushrooms for architectural purposes. Turns out, growing mycelium in molds makes for a cheap and versatile stucco-like building material that NASA could use then to build future bases on the Moon and Mars. This funky fungus truly is out of this world. A piece by any other name. You don't need to share a language with someone in order to play chess with them, but it's likely you'll have different names for the pieces. The rook, for example, is called a chariot in Iceland, a cannon in Bulgaria, and a boat in Russia. Knights are jumpers in Germany, and the queen is known as the lady in Italy. But no piece elicits a wider range of epithets than the bishop. In France, it's a jester. In Spain, it's an elephant. It's a spear in Estonia, a hunter in Croatia, a gunner in Latvia, and in Georgia, It's a turtle. The Department of Wit. I like it. All the self-defense you need when some busybody questions your choices. I don't make a lot of goals, but it's embarrassing when you fall short. Drink more water? Can't do it. Go to bed early? But what about my shows? Save more money? But what about buying stuff? Lose weight? Is there a pill for that? If so, can I take it in cheese like a dog? Eliminate bad habits. What would I be without them? I don't have a lot of coping mechanisms that aren't wholly self-destructive, but there is a good one that I recommend, saying I like things that I like. At first blush, that doesn't sound revolutionary, I know, but let's get into it. One of the tools bad people use to make people who are not bad feel bad is the casual dismissal of things like good, things that good people like. Ooh, that's your coffee order? You're going to that party? Why do you use Vaseline? They say things in a way that makes you feel you have to apologize for liking them. That puts you on the defensive and sends you down an internal spiral of thinking, why do I like the dumb stuff I like? And question your entire life's history of taste and choices, all because you had the nerve to express enjoyment of something mundane. No doubt you've been on the receiving end yourself of the interaction can go something like this. Me. I thought, name of innocuous movie that is perfectly fine, was good. Them, feigning shock. You did? Well, I thought it was a sophomoric garbage with no character development and an implausible ending. Seriously, we're talking about a thoroughly real, enjoyable popcorn movie here. I can't believe you're into it. This is where they stop, a satisfied smugness spreading across their face, and wait expecting for you to conjure a defense for a movie, or a book, or a TV show, or the store where you buy shirts, or the place where you get your cat groomed, or etc. You didn't make and have no emotional attachment to. Whatever this happens to me, my automatic reaction is to feel ashamed, as though I should apologize for not understanding that thing that I enjoyed was offensive to people who actually know what quality is. I get embarrassed for being a person with basic taste, which then leads to my second-guessing both myself and my interpretation of whatever it is we're talking about. Oh, so what you're trying to say is that I'm not supposed to think Mission Impossible Fallout is intellectually stimulating and the greatest film of all time? A friend has said to me, after using the dry cleaner recommendation she'd asked me for weeks before, that strip ball where you told me to get my pants hemmed is so depressing. I can't believe you'd go there. I leaned against my open front door, in a fraying hoodie and a soiled pajama bottoms, blinking at her over my first Diet Coke of the day. I can't believe you'd go there, she repeated, and it became clear to me that she wanted an explanation, an apology. Unfortunately, I was in no place and need to atone for a place I did not conceptualize, did not build, did not own, do not live in, do not profit from, frequently use with satisfaction, told her about as a courtesy because she asked me. Imagine me saying, I'm sorry that the home of Bill's greeting card hut and Lucy's luxury lashes weren't up to your exacting standards. I would rather live inside the value city next door to Glamour Nails. But I didn't say anything, and she chuckled again, saying, it is so ugly, followed by an anticipated pause. And I don't know, the smoothie spot is pretty good, and the out-of-business DVD store is actually comforting to me. So I raised my face into something resembling cheerfulness and said in my highest octave, I like it! Then I watched as she searched for something to say next, since I dodged the trap she set and whatever further insult she had prepared to hit me with. I like it! I chirped in again. I like it! I like it a lot! I don't remember if I slammed the door in her face or kicked her down my cement steps. But what I do know is that day a new person was born, an upgraded version of myself that no longer felt ashamed by some smarty pants making fun of the John Grisham novel poked out of my backpack. We live in a time where everyone is just hurling expectations of justification at each other constantly. I have no idea what news is real, or which celebrity is an actual good person, or which zeitgeisty show most deserved my attention, or which cause is correct one for me to text by $10 to. But I do know that if I pick the wrong one, someone I don't know very well, maybe don't know at all, is going to demand to know why. You can use I like it, the exclamation point is necessary, anytime some freak questions regular old thing you enjoy, and it'll swipe their legs right out from under them every single time. Deploy it when you want, then sit back and watch your judgmental friend sputter and try to make a choke out a response. Because what people like that really want to show off is how much more cultured and evolved they are than you. And saying, I like it, including the explanation point, I mean it, robs them of that opportunity. They want to fight and pick apart a shaky defense you had come up with on the fly for? I don't know. The place you get coffee from just because it's close to your house? Let's practice. Why are you listening to Justin Bieber? I like it. I can't believe you drink milk. I like it. Gross. You still use Instagram? I like it. That shirt is so ugly. I like it. You're watching that dumb show again? I like it. Your dog is so naughty. I like it. Ugh. Another Samantha Irby book? I like it. The Healthy. Wellness from thehealthy.com. Play pickleball. How to get in on the game if you haven't already. Until recently, no one had heard of this game with a crazy name. Last year in the United States, nearly 5 million people played the friendly racket sport on courts around the country. There's even a major league for pickleball, MLP for short, with pro athletes. Tom Brady, Kim Clijsters, and LeBron James counted among the team owners. The International Federal Pickleball, with 60 member countries and counting, is working to make pickleball will become the part of the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. If you haven't played it yourself, you've probably at least heard of pickleball. Here's how the game is played. Pickleball takes components from tennis, badminton, and table tennis, says Hope Tolley, Managing Director of Recreational Programs for USA Pickleball. It's played on a badminton-site court with slightly lower tennis net, using square paddles and a small perforated plastic ball that's similar in size to a tennis ball, but much lighter. Since the lighter ball doesn't bounce as much, it's easier to get a rally going. Unlike tennis, you can score only when it's your turn to serve. The goal is to keep the ball in the air. If your opponent, called the receiver, fails to return the ball over net, either from the serve or in a rally, you get the point. Be sure to hit it with enough force or you'll end up with a fall-a-fall, pickleball slang for the shot that falls short of the net. Matches can be played in doubles or singles, and games are played to 11 points and must be won by a margin but at least 2 points. Lose a score of 11-0 and you've been pickled. Whether you play regularly and consider yourself a pickler, or only once in a while, it's a very social game and a perfect way to make new friends, says Tolley. It's a sport that's bringing folks together. Part of the appeal is that pickleball is easy to learn, and you don't have to be a super athletic to pick it up. Fans range from kids to seniors, those with ages 18 to 34 making up the fastest-growing player group. Pickleball has been around since the 1960s. It started in the backyard of future U.S. Representative Joel Pritchard from Washington. He and two dad friends started an improvised game of badminton with the goal of keeping their kids busy using what was on hand, an old badminton court, some table tennis paddles, a volleyball net, and a wiffle ball. Fast forward 6 decades, and pickleball, the name is a nod to the term pickle boats, used to describe a motley group of rowers who are thrown together at random to compete, is one of the hottest trends in sports in popular culture. Playing a game can improve your hand-eye coordination, and excuse me, my pages are stuck together, increase reaction time. And because you can vary the intensity, going all out or taking a slower pace, pickleball suits serious athletes and weekend warriors alike. It's a great aerobic workout, and because it's low-impact sport, it's easy on your joints. You don't need to join a league or have a pickleball court to get in on the action. It can be played in non-traditional spaces like gymnasiums and parking lots, says Tolley. Any smooth surface will work as long as you have a net, a ball, and a paddle. I first actually saw pickleball being played in church basements, dining rooms. They'd throw the tables aside, set up a net, play it. People who are really into the sport can join tournaments at various levels. The first World Pickleball Games will be held next summer at the Austin Pickle Ranch in Austin, Texas. By 2030, pickleball is expected to have as many as 40 million players worldwide. Its popularity has also led to increased interest in other racket sports, paddle, a fast-paced combination of tennis and squash invented in Mexico in the late 1960s. It's catching on across Europe and South America. The scoop on veggie powders. Dark green vegetables are often considered to be the cream of the health food crop because they're particularly rich in essential minerals such as iron, magnesium, and calcium, plus vitamin C, K, and dunches of the bees. The new green powders promise all that nutritional goodness in one convenient scoop. Just stir in a glass of water. These products from Athletic Greens, Garden of Life, Vital Proteins, and others are made of dehydrated veggies such as spinach, beetroot, and broccoli, plus spirulina, a type of algae full of nutrients. But is drinking your greens as healthy as eating them? The short answer is no, because they're missing one crucial element, fiber. Fiber is good for your gut, helping to keep food moving through your digestive system. Still, Getting your daily servings of whole vegetables isn't always convenient. I consider powdered greens to be a nutritional supplement, says Maya Feller, a New York-based registered dietitian and the author of Eating from Our Roots, 80-plus healthy home-cooked favorites from cultures around the world. Many formulations have added vitamins and minerals or other nutrients that don't naturally occur in green vegetables, so they're similar to a multivitamin. So keep eating those healthy veggies and reach for the powders when you need a nutritional boost. News from the world of medicine. The trouble with traffic. People who live near busy roads deal with a beige barrage of horns, sirens, and engine noise. Turns out it's not just a nuisance. It's a health risk. According to a large study from researchers at the University of Leicester and Oxford University in England and Peking University in China, this soundscape increases the risk of hypertension. The study compared homes with differing levels of air pollution and noise. The people who were regularly exposed to high levels of both had the highest hypertension risk of all. This means that there is a public health case for adopting measures such as quieter vehicles, noise barriers, and buffer zones around highways. New option to lower cholesterol. For people who need to manage their cholesterol to prevent problems such as heart attacks and strokes, statins are the go-to drugs, and for good reason. They're typically lead to a 30 to 50% reduction in the level of LDL, bad cholesterol. However, some patients get side effects such as muscle pain, headaches, and weakness. Another medication, bempedoic, that's B-E-M-P-E-D-O-I-C, acid, is sometimes prescribed as an add-on to statins. For recent New England Journal of Medicine trial, participants took on it on its own, and their LDL dropped by an average of 20 to 25%. A new therapy for leukemia. Although leukemia does strike adults, it is infamously the most common cancer among kids. The most aggressive forms are often caused by either a mutation in a gene called MPM1, or a chromosome abnormality called MLL rearrangement. When this is the case, a new class of drugs called menin inhibitors sometimes turn cancerous blood cells back into normal ones. In an early-stage clinical trial published in Nature, 18 out of 60 patients had a complete remission. 12 of them even went on to get stem cell transplants, treatments that can cure leukemia, but only when there are very low levels of cancer in the blood. Get a shot. Get some sleep. Prioritizing sleep around the time of a vaccination could help it work better, suggests a review of 7 studies in which people were immunized against viruses, including hepatitis and the flu. Specifically, subjects who clocked at least 7 hours of shut-eye per night produced more antibodies than people who slept 6 hours or less. Antibodies are proteins that help the immune system identify threats, and producing more of them often, more of them could lead to stronger, longer-lasting immunity. Case for a 4-day work week. What happens if an employer lets people work 32 hours each week instead of 40, but expects the same output and pays the same amount of wages? For 6 months, 61 British companies employing a total of nearly 3,000 workers tried it out. In most cases, the experiment was a success. Employees found ways to become more efficient, for example, by automating certain tasks or cutting back on meetings. And many workers were getting healthier and happier. 39% reported that they felt less stressed, 46% less fatigued, and 37% reported improvements in their physical health. The businesses benefit, too. Overall, company revenue stayed roughly the same, and employee turnover and sick days both plummeted and by more than half. Sponsored thing. Agers is a super snack. Eggs are a nutritional powerhouse containing protein, healthy fats, and dozens of vitamins and minerals. Eggland's Best eggs have 6 times more vitamin D than ordinary eggs, plus more than double the omega-3s, 10 times more vitamin E, and 25% less saturated fat. You can even buy them already hard-boiled for easy snacking, and of course they cost 3 or 4 times as much as regular eggs. I added that little extra. How about a little laughter, the best medicine? And there's an illustration here of 2 vampires, 1 female, 1 male, sitting at a table, obviously getting ready to have dinner or whatever. And the female has a horrible set of makeup on. She really looks terrible. And she says to the male, "Give me a break. I don't have a reflection." A man is stuck on by a bus on a busy street. As he lies dying, he calls out, "A priest! Somebody get me a priest!" A police officer checks the crowd. No priest, no minister, no man of God of any kind. Then out of the crowd, an elderly man comes over. "Officer," said, "I'm not a priest. I'm not even a Catholic. But for 50 years, I've lived behind St. Elizabeth Church, and every night I've listened to the Catholic litany. Maybe I can be of some comfort to this man. The officer agrees, and the elder man kneels down over the injured pedestrian, Solomon Stones. B4, I-19, N-38, G-54, 072. I've been trying to finish writing a book about surviving bankruptcy, but I can't get out of Chapter 11. Oh, that's terrible. When you hear a statistic, always ask about the other side of the statistic. For example, 44% of marriages end in divorce. Now, that's a scary number. But it's not so scary if you look at it from a different perspective. If 44% of marriages end in divorce, that means 56% of marriages end in death. What? Oh, God, that's awful. What do you call two Egyptians who pass gas at the same time for the same reason? Tutankhamun. I don't know who wrote these this time, but they're pretty terrible. They're almost like dad jokes. Bruce Springsteen lyrics said a different as I age. Maybe we were born to run or walk, depending on my day. Dancing in the dark. If I'm dancing, this is the only lighting that makes sense. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Biggest compliment I've received in a decade. Meet me in the city. Or hear me out. Want to just go to P.F. Chang's in the mall? Everybody's got a hungry heart. That's why the doctor prescribes a statin. Uh-oh, I'm on fire, a hot flash. A farmer's wife becomes ill, and her husband sends for the doctor, who hurries over with his black bag in hand. After examining the patient, he steps outside the sick room and asks the farmer for a pair of pliers. A few minutes later, the door opens, and he asks for a hammer and a chisel. Doctor, what's wrong with her? Asks the distraught husband. Don't know yet, replies the doctor. I can't get my instrument bag open. Once upon a time, a man poured himself a glass of red wine and sat down on his wife's white couch that no one was allowed to eat or drink on. My dog Sam is great for exercise. I let him into the backyard. He leaps the fence, and I spend the next 2 hours looking for him. CR Insights. Steam out all your wrinkles. There's an easier way to keep your button-down shirts crisp, your tablecloths and napkins neatly pressed. Handheld clothing board. Just fill them with water, plug in, and you're ready to go. They don't require an ironing board. A good garment steamer releases wrinkles from fabric without sputtering hot water onto your clothes or you. What to look for in one that works well? Jose Amazaguita, our clothing steamer tester, says you need to combine power with the ability to direct its steam. We found that steamers with built-in pumps tended to provide more precise steaming with easier use. Some models, like the Conair 2-in-1 GS108 and Nori Press, are iron slash steamer combos, allowing you to press stubborn creases or crisp up the edges that need attention, like hems, collars, and cuffs. One caveat: distilled water is suggested for many models, making them less convenient than those that are designed to use tap water, like the Chai steamer. For our test, we purchased 7 popular models, and the 4 shown here are our top performers. A superb steamer is the Conair Turbo Extreme Steam 2-in-1 with Turbo GS108, cost $80. Capacity is 1 month, cord length is 8 feet. This powerful machine smoothed wrinkles and ironed out hems in record time. A built-in pump lets you use it in any direction. A full tank can steam continuously for 11 minutes on high. The runner-up was the Conair Turbo Extreme Steam Steam and Press with Turbo GS59X for $60. Capacity is 1 load, cord length is 9 feet. Another Conair model, the GS59X, does a good job evening out wrinkles in the thin cotton dress shirts, but wasn't as effective at deep creases. It has a runtime of 13 minutes and can be used in any direction. Trusty travel companion is the Chai handheld garment steamer for $44. Capacity is only a third of a cup, and the cord length is 8 feet. The Chai compact steamer, which uses tap water, was the fastest to heat up. It took just 40 seconds, and it smoothed the button-up dress shirt nicely. It has a runtime of 8 minutes and works in all directions. Good on edges. Nori the Nori Press, $120. Capacity, 1.8 teaspoons. Cord length is 8 feet. This tong-style steamer and iron can crisp up edges like shirt collars or napkin hems, but our expert says it works better as a travel iron than as a standalone steamer because its tiny water reserve gave us only about 5 minutes of runtime. Surprising things your phone can do. 4 surprising things your phone can do. Hidden inside the settings on many smartphone models are some extremely clever features that can help you with everyday tasks. Your phone can read to you. Many models can read the content on your screen out loud, whether it's a text, an email, or a newspaper. On an iPhone, go to Settings, Accessibility, Spoken Content, Speak Selection. Once you enabled, you can highlight text and click the Speak button. If you have Speak Screen enabled, you can have the whole screen read to you by swiping down with two fingers, or you can ask Siri to speak screen. On an Android, go to Settings, Accessibility, select to speak. Depending on your model, a small icon of a person or speech bubble will appear on the screen in any app. Just tap it. 2. You can tell friends where you are. Want people to find you in a large park or a bustling tourist attraction? Your phone can send a map via text message that pinpoints your exact location for them. On an iPhone, open a text message, tap the profile of the sender at the top of the screen, then tap Send My Current Location. On an Android, open Google Maps, press hold on your finger on your current location until a card listing the address where you are pops up. Then tap Share. Message to send your location via text message. 3, it can magnify everything for you. Need help reading that tiny type on a prescription label or a restaurant menu? Your phone can magnify written text for easier reading. On an iPhone, go to Settings, Accessibility, Accessibility Shortcut, Magnifier. To activate the magnifier, click the side button 3 times, then drag the slider to zoom in or out. Example is shown above, and there's a picture of it. And the slider actually shows up at the bottom of the screen. On an Android, open your phone's camera and point it at what you want to magnify. Then place 2 fingers on the screen and slowly spread them outward to zoom in on the text you want to enlarge. 4, it can replace a measuring tape. Your phone can measure any object using its camera. It can also be a carpenter's level. On an iPhone, open the Measure app, move the dot over the starting point, and tap the plus sign. Then tap it again after you've moved the dot to the end point to see what the measurement is. For the level function, tap the word level on the bottom right corner of the app and use your phone like you would a regular level. On an Android, Android does not have this feature built in, but you can download a free third-party app like AR Ruler or Mosher to access similar things. And let's look at a time traveler for safer food. In 1939, in test of ice cream, CR finds that 38 out of the 72 brands contain bacteria and are thought to have been contaminated while being produced in unclean factories. In 1940, CR warns that the higher levels of pesticide residue allowed to remain on pears and apples could be bad for Americans' health. In 1954, the Miller Pesticide Amendment places safety limits on the amount of pesticide residue allowed on fruits, vegetables, and other raw agricultural commodities. In 1963, the U.S. Public Health Service to avoid buying and using cracked eggs if the eggshell is cracked. Bacteria on the outside contaminate the egg inside and cause enteritis. 1978, CR's exposure of the industrial chicken farming reports that raising the birds in cramped conditions and putting antibiotics in their feed could lead to antibiotic resistance in humans. 1986, CR advises against drinking raw milk, which may have harmful bacteria, and says to ignore ads that say it's the safest, purest milk you could buy. We just read an article on that. 1998, we test 1,000 pounds of produce and find that organic fruits and vegetables have very little or no pesticide residue compared with conventional produce. In 2010, we test 382 chickens from stores in 22 states, find pathogens like salmonella on more than 60%. The cleanest brand we test is Perdue. 2018, our tests reveal high levels of inorganic arsenic linked to type 2 diabetes and bladder cancer in rice, and we urge the FDA to set a goal of zero arsenic in food. In 2023, we measure heavy metals in dark chocolate bars, find that all contain cadmium and lead potentially harmful if consumed too much. The Mast bar below has the lowest combined levels in our test, and there's a picture of the Mast organic dark chocolate, 80% cocoa, 2.5 ounces, cost $7. And then we have the better deal. For sedans, the higher price, $31,500 to $50,800, is the Acura Integra, and the one they're showing is cost $34,395, scored a 77. A better price is the Honda Accord, which scored an 80. It cost $30,075, $750. The lowdown, if you're looking for a small but still premium-feeling car, the Acura Integra hatchback with luxe touches like leatherette upholstery, nice fit and finish through the cabin, and a comfy front seat might seem like a good choice. But a stiff ride and noise levels are not befitting a luxury brand. On the other hand, a redesigned Honda Accord, midsize sedan is roomier and quieter, rides more comfortably, plus priding starts at about $4,000 less than the Acura. Robotic mops. The higher price is the $1,400 Roborock S7 Max V Ultra Robotic Mop. It's got this huge stand, too. It scored a 73. The better price is the $312 Bissell Spinware Wet and Dry Robot Vacuum, scored a 77. The lowest, the newer robotic vacuums don't just navigate your floors and suck up this grease. A few are also able to serve as RoboMops. With detergent and water, both of these models will wet and wipe your floors. The Roborock is pricey, but it does offer a special feature. When docked, the base station auto-cleans its mop pad, then empties the dirty liquid and fills the mop's tank with clean liquid. But the Bissell was a better mopper in our cleaning test and is more than $1,000 less. Wow, that's a huge difference. The best steak knives. Countertop intelligence. A good steak knife should easily cut to whatever is on your plate. Be it a thick steak, a pork chop, an apple, or a block of hard cheese, says CR reporter and sharing chef Paul Hope. Steak knives comes in many guises. Some are sleek and made of sterling silver, while others are big with chunky wooden handles and look like you could use them to prune a tree. And some blades have teeth so jagged they look like a small handsaw. To help you find the most suitable one for your table, we evaluated steak knives in all of these styles, testing them to see how they handle and how well they cut through three steaks, each cooked to a different level of doneness, rare, medium, and well done. Almost all of the ones we tried are available only as a set, and their prices range from as little as $3.50 to more than $300. In most cases, the higher price did seem to indicate better performance, but we also found some true bargains that cut well. Now, there's a picture of them, and they do range in size from what looks like a standard size that you would think that a steak knife would be to someone that's much bigger and a couple that are kind of a bit smaller. The perfect but pricey is the Wusthof Classic 4-Piece Steak Knife, set at $325. These razor-sharp knives feel like an effortless extension of your hand. The thin blade makes perfect slices of tough meats, as well as tender ones. The handle is secure and comfortable. If you're a steak lover who splurges on pricey cuts of meat, this set is worth its high price. Large and sturdy, Schmidt Brothers Zebra Wood 4-Piece Jumbo Steak Knife for $40. These heavy, oversized knives are close to what you find at the high-end steakhouses. The wide blade is formed from a thick German steel with a striking wood handle. The blade is wicked sharp, with micro serrations near its tip. In hand, the knife is stable and cuts easily. Boy, that's a pretty knife. Well-balanced and slender, J.A. Henkel's International Everstarp Shake Knives 8-Piece, $47.50. For most people, these knives will hit the sweet spot. They're affordable, attractive, slender but sturdy and very sharp, yet the edges are still gentle enough not to rip up a delicate cut. And they're serrated, by the way. Gorgeous and giftable. Zwilling J.A. Henkel's 8-Piece Stainless Steel Steak Knife with a wood case, $85. Shopping for a gift? Look no further. These knives have a sleek design and come in a handsome wood case. The metal handles mean they're heavier, but that weight helps make cutting easier. They're best suited for tender cuts, such as filet mignon. Excellent value for everyday use. Mainstay 4-Piece Steak Knife set with soft grip and black handles, $3.50. These dishwasher steak knives, sold at Walmart for less than $4 a set, don't feel as sturdy as the others, but they're still plenty sharp, and they handle even with the toughest steaks. The lighter design means they take more effort to make cuts, but this set is a stellar deal and is also serrated. Skip it. Home Hero Steak Knife, set of 8 for $20. These slender, all-black knives have aggressive saw-like teeth that are effective for the toughest cuts of meat, but struggle to produce a delicate slice. They do feel like a step up from the mainstays above in terms of construction and heft, but unless you eat really tough food on a regular basis, the mainstays knives are the better bet. Our favorite sparkling waters. When we tested 7 popular brands of unflavoring sparkling water, also known as seltzer, we discovered there were big differences in taste as well how bubbly they are. Some, such as S. Pellegrino, are sourced from mineral water and so have naturally occurring minerals rather than artificial added ones like in club soda that give them a slightly salty flavor. To help you choose the dozens of canned and bottled sparkling water brands out there, it's nearly a $30 billion industry and is expected to keep growing, we reveal our staffers 3 favorite seltzers as well as 2 that fell flat. A refreshing crowd pleaser, a Canada Dry Original Sparkling Seltzer Water. $8.19 for a 12-pack of 12-ounce cans. Canada Dry may be better known for its ginger ale, but its plain seltzer is excellent. It has a bounty of bubbles that are neither too fine nor too large, making it a favorite with our staffers. Whether you drink it on its own or use it in a cocktail. Catherine Roberts, a CR health reporter and evaluator, says it's really tasty, with hints of lemon and bubbles that feel sharp on the tongue. Well-balanced bubbles, Le Croix Puget Sparkling Water, $12.79 for a 24-pack of 12-ounce cans. Le Croix is one of the most popular sparkling waters on the market, and it's easy and taste why. It's easy to see and test why. Our evaluators notice agreeably neutral flavor and like that the bubbles linger and fade pleasantly on the tongue. When you don't feel like sipping this plain seltzer on its own, we suggest pairing it with a dash of Angostura bitters and a slice of lemon, which give it a nice flavor boost. And Polar the bubbliest beverage is the Polar Seltzer Original, $3.68 for an 8-pack of 12-ounce cans. Actually, I just had some of that. If you just love bubbles, we come to the right place. Polar Seltzer is the bubbliest of the seven sparkling waters we tried. You may find these bubbles delightful and energetic or overwhelming. Several of our staffers enjoyed the extra fizz and praised its lovely effervescence, but a few tasters with more sensitive and digestive systems found the carbonation to be a bit too robust. And you'll want to skip these. Perrier, $8.19 for an 8-pack of 11.5-ounce cans. This well-known sparkling water was not our favorite. It has small and scanty bubbles. Multiple evaluators also commented it tasted metallic or tinny. Other staffers mentioned the word sour and boring. S. Pellegrino, $16.49 for a 12-pack of 16.9-ounce bottles. Most tasters also found this sparkling water not to their liking. It's a more mineral-forward sparkling water, sourced from a spring and then carbonated. Though the company touts its slightly bitter flavor as distinctive, our evaluators mostly think it just tastes flat. Does this even have CO2 in it? One asked. Let's do a few recalls. Stay informed about recalls for your vehicle. Readers membership can use our free recall tracker at cr.org/more. Mazda vehicles. Mazda is recalling 22,000 2016, 2021 CX-3 and 2014 to 2018 Mazda 3 vehicles because the backup camera may not display properly, instead showing a flickering or distorted image. This defect can reduce the driver's rear view, increasing the risk of a crash or an injury. What to do? Owners will be notified by mail and instructed to take their vehicle to an authorized Mazda dealer. Dealers will inspect vehicles and either fix or replace the backup camera with new parts. There will be no charge for this service. Call Mazda at 800-222-5500 for details. The NHTSA recall number is 23V/487, and Mazda number is 6023G. Nissan Leaf vehicles. Nissan is recalling 66,000 2018 to 2023 Nissan Leafs because they may accelerate unintentionally if the driving mode changed from D to B. E-pedal, on or eco model after disengaged the cruise control. Unintentional acceleration can increase the risk of a crash. What to do? Owners of all potentially infected vehicles will be notified beginning August 30th, 2023. All repairs will be performed free or charged for parts of labor. Call Nissan at 800-647-7261 for details. The NHTSA recall number is 23V494, and Nissan's number is R23A6. Bose Bass Modules. Bose is recalling about 884,000 Bose Acoustamass Lifestyle and Companion Bass Modules, produced before April 2006. Because the electric and components can fail, posing a fire hazard. These modules were sold at Best Buy, Bose stores, Circuit City, Sam's Club, Sears, and other electronic stores nationwide, and online at Bose.com from January 1944 through April 2007 for $220 to $2,200. What to do? Stop using the base modules and unplug them. Contact Bose at 888-260-0819 or go to Bose.com for details and arrange for a free repair or a 40% discount on a replacement model. Kupkin Cups. Sujimus is recalling 346,000 Kupkin double-walled stainless steel children's cups because they contain levels of lead that exceed the federal lead contact ban. Lead is toxic if ingested by young children and can cause adverse health effects. The cups were sold online at Amazon and Kupkin.com from January 2018 through March 2023 for about $20. What to do? Take the cups away from children and stop using them. Contact Tsuchimas at 888-721-0096 or go to cupkin.com for details and get a full refund. VRURC Portable Chargers. VRURC is recalling about 190,000 portable chargers because they can ignite, posing a fire hazard. The chargers were sold on Amazon from July 2021 through May 2023 for $30 to $40. What to do? Stop using the charger. Contact VRURC at 951-593-9128 or go to VURCpower.com for details and to get a free replacement product. Giro Merit Bike Helmets. Giro is recalling about 15,000 Giro Merit Bike Helmets because they do not comply with the U.S. CPC Federal Safety Standard for Bicycle Helmets. The helmets can fail to protect in the event of a crash, posing a risk of head injury. They were sold at Epicenter Cycling, Freewheel Bike West Bank, Velotech, and other stores nationwide, and online at backtrunky.com, Giro.com, and other websites from September 2021 through January of 2023 for about $220. What to do? Stop using the helmet. Contact Giro at 800-456-2355 or go to Giro.com, that's G-I-R-O, by the way, .com for details to get a free replacement order or a full refund. Yamaha Golf Cars. Yamaha is recalling about 11,000 model year 2023 golf car personal transportation vehicle, PTV, and UMAX vehicles because the accelerator spring can become dislodged, allowing accelerator pedal not to return to the resting position, posing crash and injury or death hazards. The vehicles were sold at Yamaha golf car dealerships and distributors nationwide from August 2023 through March 2023 for $6,200 to $9,700. What to do? Stop using the vehicle. Contact Yamaha at 866-747-4027 and go to Yamaha or contact Yamaha at 866-747-4027 or go to YamahaGolfCar.com for details and to get a free inspection and repair. October is the best time to buy blood pressure monitors, kitchen ranges, chainsaws, and carbon dioxide and smoke detectors. Product update, the latest reading from our labs. The top dishwashers from our test. Cleaner, drier dishes and reliability you can count on. Here are the models that tick every box. They have the Whirlpool. The picture is showing a Whirlpool WTA 50, $600, score to 72. Better drying, no more drippy dishes. Design innovation mean even plastic gets drier. Extra racks. Some models have a handy third rack for silverware, large utensils, and small cups. Adjustable loading. Racks that raise or lower and times you could fold down to help in each wash. Quieter operations. No worries if your living room or bedroom are near the kitchen. Our nose scores are plenty of quiet choices. When dishwashers work well, the kitchen cleanup is a breeze. But when they don't, they make paper plates seem like a better option. Dishwasher frustrations tend to fall into the same few categories, according to CR's member surveys. They don't get dishes fully clean. They don't dry well. And they don't land long enough without parts breaking. You might also have experienced a dishwasher that just won't fit enough dishes, or one that's about as quiet as a jet engine next door. The good news, dishwashers have evolved in recent years to solve many of these problems. They now have adjustable racks and tines to fit everything you want to wash, and they're more efficient. Newer models also have targeted, customizable cycles that are particularly good at getting delicate item cleans while protecting them from damage, says Rebecca Waters, Associate Director of the Market Research from Mentel. There are good choices at every price point. From our rating starting on page 22, you'll find solid washing performance for under $500 for models like the LG LDF C24 at $450, although you might have to compromise on drying. The IKEA Leggin, $400, dries surprisingly well, though it's noisier. To get a machine with all the features our pros recommend for great reliable operation, expect to weigh between $500 and $1,500. There are models that cost as much as $2,000, but some of the perks they offer may not be worth the extra money. Best dishwasher features. Great drying. Prioritizing excellent washing performance is a given, but drying is nearly as important. Who wants to hand dry a clean load? If you haven't bought a dishwasher in many years, lucky you, you may have happy to hear that manufacturers have improved drying performance by adding heating elements, fans, and doors that automatically pop open at the end of a cycle to let out steam. Dishwashers with automatic ovens like the Samsung D80R99, $830, tend to do well on our drying test. Some brands have even gone further. Bosch's Crystal Dry system, for instance, uses zeolite, a mineral that absorbs moisture and boosts heat, and models like the SHPM78, $1,300. Adjustable elements. All but even the most basic dishwashers have racks that can be moved higher or lower and fold down tines. This kind of flexibility lets you fit more and more oddly shaped items into each load. It also improves performance because you can space out your dishes and cookware so they don't block the spray arms, the detergent dispenser, or each other. More cycle options. Dishwashers now come with specialized cycles designed to protect fragile items, save time, and more. A few examples you'll find Light Cycle in the GE GTT22X for $730, the Hissiness HUI1622 for $500 has a quick wash cycle, and the Maytag BDB4994-550 has a Sani Rose cycle certified by the National Sanitation Foundation. Stainless steel interior. Brands offer stainless tubs instead of plastic in models starting at about $470. The interior material doesn't affect washing performance, but it does improve drying. First, the stainless steel heats up and radiates its heat to the dishes. Then it cools down faster than the dishes, so the moisture from the dishes is drawn to the cooler stainless steel walls, says Larry Kufo, CR Senior Test Project Leader for dishwashers. Stainless steel also is more durable than plastic, which can crack and warp, and it resists stains better. Extras you may not need. High-end dishwashers, the ones over $1,000 in our ratings, are typically quieter than lower-priced models thanks to extra insulation, and they may have more cycle options, more exterior finish options, and all kinds of specialty features. Some of these could be handy. For example, interior lighting found in the Thermador DHWH760 at $2,000 can help you see the interior better, and some Wi-Fi connected models like the LG Signature LUDP89 at $1,500 can detect leaks and diagnose other problems, but they may not get your dishes any cleaner or drier. Which filter works best? Most dishwashers have filters to capture the food that is washed off the plates and cookware during a cycle. All filters need regular cleaning, but self-cleaning filters largely take care of themselves. Some have grinders that pulverize scraps, effective but often noisy, while others use water to force food through a fine mesh so it can drain away without clogging your pipes. Manual filters work just as well. Most manufacturers now use manual filters to reduce cycle noise and to comply with the Department of Energy's water restrictions, says Larry Kufo. Cleaning a manual filter is easy. Just screw it. It's usually at the bottom of the dishwasher. And rinse it in the sink, wiping away any residue. Check your manual to find out how often to clean the filter. A sure sign it's time is when you find bits of food stuck to your dishes at the end of a cycle. The dirt on detergent. Liquids and powders used to be your only detergent options, but now there are also single-dose formats to choose from. Tablets, caplets, and pods can be pucks of dishwashing powder, small sacks of dishwashing gel, or a combination of the two. You also see all kinds of promising-sounding claims on the package, from those that boast shine-boosting agents to concentrated solutions and more. Your best bet, according to CR's testers, ignore the fancy labels and multicolored designs of the pods themselves, and rely on our ratings to find the products that have gone dishes cleanest in our comparative test. According to a CR nationally representative survey of 2,000 U.S. adults in October 2022, 46% of Americans use pods in a dishwasher because of perhaps their pre-measured mess-free format. But they're not just more popular and more convenient, according to our test. They're also more effective. The best-performing pods and tablets we've tested clean better than the best liquids. But there's a potential downside to using pods. If you want a particularly short wash cycle, the pod may not have time to fully dissolve, especially because the detergent door usually doesn't open right away in a cycle. But QFO says there's a workaround. Manufacturers themselves recommend placing the pod directly onto the bottom of the dishwasher beneath the bottom rack if you're running a short cycle. Members Mark from Sam Club's Ultimate Clean Dishwasher Packs, 10 cents per load, cost score to 92. Cascade Free and Clear Action Packs at 31 cents per load, score to 87. Kirkland Signature Costo Platinum Performance Ultrasound at 9 cents per load, score to 86. And Finish Powerball Quantum 23 cents per load, cost at 84. Who needs a rinse aid? CR's experts say that using a rinse aid, which helps break the bond between water and the dishes so that the water slides off dishes more readily, will help your dishes dry more fully and leave glasses with fewer water spots. It's especially helpful if you have hard water, meaning water with high concentrations of minerals like calcium and magnesium. If you find a white residue around your faucets and drains, you probably have hard water. But rinse aid can improve in any dish's drying performance. If you often find yourself unloading dripping dishes, particularly if you wash a lot of plastic items, give it a try. Some dish detergents include rinse aid in their formulas. But if your dishwasher has a design compartment for it, it's usually right next to the detergent pocket. Use a rinse aid separately so the dispenser releases into the final rinse cycle what will be most effective in helping your dishes shed water. The finished jet-dry rinse aid costs $4.69 at Target. Tops picks from our test. These four models offer impressive cleaning and drying, plus performance and convenient features that CR's program had. The best all-around was the Bosch 300 series for $1,000. The impressive drying was the IKEA Essential for $700. And the budget-friendly was the LGD LD at $450 and energy-saving KitchenAid at $1,000. How to load your dishwater? First things first, you don't need to pre-rinse. Most modern dishwashers have sensors to detect how dirty your dishes are and adjust the cycle accordingly. Pre-rinsing may enlist the sensors into giving your dishes a lighter wash than they really need. But if you have a lot of dishes that sat for a while in the sink or the dishwasher and food is dried on them, you can use the rinse-hold cycle. This is like a pre-rinse, but uses very little water compared to pre-rinsing in the sink, says Larry Cufo. Also, avoid the temptation to overload. It's naturally to want to get everything done fast, but if the racks are too crowded, dishes won't get clean and you risk breakage. The upper rack, you already know that cups, glasses, and small bowls go there. But the top rack is also the spot for dishwasher-safe plastic items away from the heating element at the bottom of the tub. And the sided rack places cutting boards, platters, and casseroles on the outside. The bottom rack, dishes that go here, plates, serving dishes, large bowls, and other like dishwashing saves can withstand and benefit more direct contact with the spray arm. And the silverware basket, mix forks, knives, and spoon together so they don't nest. Forks and spoons will get cleaner if you place them handle down, but knives should always go blade down so that you don't cut yourself. And a reminder, empty the bottom rack first so you don't end up dripping water for the dishes on the up rack into the areas below. And with that, we're just about out of time for today's episode of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so very much for listening.